the black-footed ferret. As you can see, these ferrets look like they have black or brown socks on, caused by the areas of brownish-blackish fur on their legs and feet. Ferrets once lived throughout the inner regions of North America, from Canada to New Mexico. However, their population has decreased, and in 1987, black-footed ferrets were classified as extinct in the wild. Currently, black-footed ferrets are in about a dozen locations, including eastern Utah, northwest Colorado, western Kansas, and Arizona. These are areas where the ferret was reintroduced into the wild. They are the rarest mammals in North America. One reason the black-footed ferret became so rare is because of a lack of food. The black-footed ferret mainly eats prairie dogs, but farmers consider prairie dogs a pest to their crops and livestock because prairie dogs create holes and tunnels in the land. So farmers often kill the prairie dogs, which results in less food for the ferrets. Black-footed ferrets also need a lot of space to live. Each ferret typically needs about 100 to 200 acres of space to forage for food. A mother ferret with a litter of three would need 140 acres of prairie dog town to survive. As humans develop more of the land, we leave the ferrets with less open space to live. A third reason for the decline of the black-footed ferret is disease. Black-footed ferrets are highly susceptible to developing a disease called canine distemper. This can be transmitted to the ferrets through humans or animals that are infected. The disease is incurable and often kills the ferret.